Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we are covering an article called Generative AI in the Enterprise, Moving from Pilots to Production Under Board Guidance by Brett Allegri Wood.
And if you have ever watched an AI pilot quietly disappear into a drawer, never to be heard from again, this one is very much for you.
Brett's argument is direct. Most organizations treat AI experiments as technology projects. That is the wrong frame. What they actually are is enterprise change programs.
And the distinction matters because technology projects get handed to IT. Change programs need board sign-off, budget, governance, the whole machinery.
The article is explicit about what happens when you get this wrong. Pilots that never reach production, fragmented controls, unmanaged operational risk. Three things no board wants sitting on their agenda.
So what does the board actually need to do? Because a lot of directors feel quite removed from this. They are not the ones running the tools day to day.
That is true, but Brett is clear there are decisions only the board can make, defining which use cases are acceptable, setting the risk appetite, approving the governance framework. You cannot delegate those down without a proper decision paper mapping benefits, residual risks, and mitigations.
What does governance actually look like in practice? Because that word can mean almost anything.
In practical terms, a board-approved policy defining what AI can and cannot do, which data it can touch, which behaviours are prohibited, and then a risk tiering system. Models are classified as low, medium, or high risk based on their impact on customers, finances, safety, and reputation.
And higher risk models get more scrutiny, I assume.
Much more. Independent external review, red team testing, board sign-off before they go anywhere near production. The article is very specific about that.
That is actually reassuring. A lot of owners I talk to assume you just plug the AI in and off you go. But clearly there is a proper testing process that has to come first.
And that testing has to be tied to business metrics, not just technical ones. Brett lists the KPIs board should track: revenue contribution, cost savings, process cycle time, customer satisfaction, but also hallucination rate, error cost, the number of adverse outputs.
Hallucination rate is worth pausing on for a moment. For anyone who hasn't come across it, that's when an AI model produces a confident but completely wrong answer.
Exactly. For a business using AI to respond to customers or handle financial data, a high hallucination rate is a serious operational risk. It needs to sit on the dashboard alongside your normal business numbers.
I want to go back to the pilot to production roadmap. Walk me through it, because I think that's where a lot of businesses will find this most actionable.
Brett maps it out in five stages. Discovery, where the board reviews use cases and approve pilots that fit the strategy, then a controlled pilot in a sandbox with limited users and proper procedures, then pre-production validation, where high-risk models get that independent review, then a phased production rollout with rollback triggers defined in advance, and finally, continuous monitoring with live dashboards and scheduled board reviews.
And each stage has exit criteria and budget approval points. You cannot just drift from one to the next.
That word, drift, is exactly how pilots die quietly. No clear decision point, no one signs off to move forward, and 6 months later, it's still in pilot.
What about the people side? New technology always creates anxiety in teams.
There's a full section on this. Executive sponsors for each production program, clear role ownership in the framework, a model owner, a data steward, a compliance owner, and mandatory training for anyone using or reviewing AI outputs.
Not optional, mandatory.
Mandatory, and tracked as a KPI. Brett also flags that you need to be clear with employees about which tasks are being augmented versus automated. There's a real difference and redeployment pathways should be available.
That transparency reduces resistance rather than letting rumors fill the gap.
Completely. The same principle applies outwards too. The article recommends boards give investors a clear summary of the AI strategy, projected return on investment, material risks, and the controls in place. And you need a crisis playbook ready, pre-approved messaging if something goes wrong with the model.
My takeaway this week, if you have an AI pilot that has been running for more than 3 months with no clear path to production, it's time to call a decision meeting and use the stage gate framework from this article as the agenda.
Mine is simpler. Check whether your board has actually defined which AI use cases are acceptable for your business. If that policy does not exist yet, it's the first item to put on the next agenda.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and Brett includes a complete checklist for board sign-off to production that is worth having in front of you.
And if you want this framework applied to your own business, you can book a free AI audit at anabu.ai. We'll see you next time.